Okay, 952.
Request of Karen D. Bowler, Tube and Fortune, to address council regarding lawless behavior running rampant and spreading citywide.
Good morning.
Greetings to the council. Thank you for this opportunity to speak with you today. My name is Karen Bowler. I own two businesses in Chinatown, Tube on 3rd between Burnside and Cooch, and Fortune on 3rd between, Fortune on Cooch between 3rd and 4th. I'm in the neighborhood every day at all hours. I see a myriad of problems that plague the area. I want to clarify that I'm not at odds with the homeless. What I'm concerned with is twofold: the deplorable conditions these people live with every day, and the burden placed upon business owners by allowing these conditions to persist. Portland has become a magnet for homelessness, with the most lax laws regarding public nuisance behavior and an underfunded police force. We are the destination for homeless travelers, not just on the West Coast, but in the entire country. We need a two-pronged solution to the problem. One, increase funding towards getting people off the streets in the short term, along with services geared towards getting them off the streets long term as well. Getting laws in place that deal with people who consistently disrupt business and cause public safety issues. Every day we deal with two particular individuals who have trespassed on our property for over a year. Clean and Safe and the police have said there's little to nothing they can do. One of the people assaulted a delivery driver and was back living on Cooch later that day, just as he has for a year. He relieves himself in public every day on a tree in broad daylight. He pleasures himself in broad daylight in front of tourists and neighborhood workers. He threatens passersby. This man clearly needs help. He gets none. The fact of the matter is, this guy isn't alone. Every block on our area has at least one person like this. Every day I see tourists tiptoe around the problem, and it's time City Hall rose to the occasion and tackled this problem head on. As business owners, we are doing everything we can to keep the neighborhood safe. We call police and Clean and Safe to report problems. They come and do everything within their power to help. The problem persists. The current laws are not working. We're using every tool we have at our disposal, and the problem only continues to get worse. This isn't a problem unique to Portland, however. We can look for solutions from other cities around the world, including one not too far away in Salt Lake City. They've cut homelessness by over 70% in the last decade. I know budgetary concerns are first and foremost, but it has been proven that getting people off the street is cheaper than having them be homeless. To conclude, what we need is increased social services, including beds, to get people off the streets immediately. Laws in place to increase public safety and allow businesses to continue doing business, and more police on the street to proactively enforce public safety. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Make one comment, and thank you for coming here. And I completely embrace your prescription, and I think you'll see the council prioritize housing in the next budget. But I just want to make one comment. You said earlier that we're a magnet, and when Bud Clark was mayor, he had a 12-point plan to end homelessness. And in part of the plan, they addressed this question about whether if the city invested in services and housing for low-income people, we would, in effect, become a magnet, or the critics used to call it the welcome mat phenomenon. There was no evidence then that that was the case. And I just want you to know, the most vitriolic critics of public investment in services use the argument that it just creates a magnet effect. I'm not aware of good data that supports that thesis. If you have it, I'll read it. And if you have more insights, I'll meet with you to discuss it. But I think the idea of a magnet gets in the way of a prescription. Mm-hmm. And I just want you to know that the people that often say we're a magnet don't have a lot of evidence to support it and usually use it to undermine the argument that we should invest. And I fully support your call for more investment. So let's you and I discuss that further.
Yeah, I think it's important to differentiate the need for beds and for people who really need and want help versus a need to curb nuisance behavior.
Well, and Commissioner Fritz, I was copying an email recently where she very eloquently distinguished between behaviors that are a violation of the law and status, which is people that need our help.
Yeah, and I don't want to catch all, everyone. living on the streets into one group. And I think it ties into what Jesse Burke was saying earlier about the need for foot patrols. I think having people on the ground to get to know the population and be able to identify people's needs is really critical to that.
You're right on both fronts. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate you coming in. Thank you.